thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in to yet another episode of Nerd Up. This week we have for you Lindsay Wolfgang.
Howdy.
Shannon Young.
Star Wars!
Mike Branham.
Beep, boop, beep.
Tanner Calvert.
What happening?
And, of course, me, Jesse Kimball, your host.
Hey, is this the first time Tanner's been on Nerd Up?
It is the first time Tanner's been on Nerd Up.
And Mike, to be fair.
Yeah,
and Mike.
That's
less surprising because he's not on a lot of shows. In fact, he hasn't been here since we banned him for the Gun episode.
That's true.
We banned me from guns?
No, bitch. We didn't ban you from guns.
Okay.
We're not Obama. We're not trying to take your guns away.
Good.
And today we are going to be talking about, should they ban the DL-44?
The answer is yes.
No,
that's not true. I like the DL-44 a lot. They need to nerf the shit out of it. But anyway, Star Wars. We've all seen it. This is a very, just for those of you that didn't read anything that we're going to post in either the description, the title, etc.
I just want to point out, this episode is spoiler free.
Wait, no.
And by that, I mean the spoilers won't cost you a thing.
The spoilers will not cost
you a
thing.
We're giving them away.
Giving them away all episode long. So if you haven't seen the movie yet and you don't want it spoiled, please exit the episode now.
And well, come back
not
later.
Not quite yet. Just for the people that want to hear what we think of it without spoilers, just real quick, what'd you think of the movie without spoilers? I thought it was incredible, better than the prequels. And I saw it twice in one day.
Setting the bar real high there, better than the prequels.
I really enjoyed it.
Wait a minute.
Anyway, all right, Mike, what about you? And you're up.
It was good. If I had to rank it, it's not quite better than Empire, but it's somewhere around Hope and Return of the Jedi. It's somewhere around in there. So it's good.
Hey, that's great rating in my opinion. Tanner, go ahead.
I don't think I could love it any more than I do.
I do.
Well,
but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
All right, Lindsay, what did you think?
I really liked it. I mean, I was emotionally moved through most of it.
There you go.
I cried.
All right, I had.
I had tear stains on my cheeks when we left.
There were at least six or seven moments of that movie where I stopped breathing because if I kept breathing, I'd start crying.
It was an emotional movie. And now I will say I might just still be on new movie high, but I'm right there with Michael. If it wasn't better than Empire, it was at least as good in my opinion.
And I want to talk about why. I think maybe I'm on that new high too, but I would probably say that's the best Star Wars movie I've ever seen.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to put it into context as to why. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Right.
Should we start the spoiler part now?
We'll give it 1 second. The second's up. All right. Okay. So
if you haven't turned away yet, just do it now.
Yeah, you want to turn it off right now because we're gonna start busting into
just
some spoilers.
Hit pause, so, save the page, and come back later.
Goodbye. We'll see you soon,
Han. So the reason everyone thinks this is the best Star Wars movie, I want to say I also think it was incredible. But the only reason it's incredible for me was because of how they tie it together to movies that were already out there, like the original trilogy. If it didn't have Han and Leia and Chewie and Luke in it, in the roles that they were in,
I don't think I would have been as attached.
I wouldn't have been as attached. It was still a good movie, but it would have been very much like the prequels where I was kind of going, well, this is good, but it's really those nostalgic characters that lend that weight to it.
Well, I feel like whenever you say that, it's important to note that they didn't use these nostalgic characters. They didn't use nostalgia as a crutch. Like, they tied it into the movie in such a way.
They made it a part of the story.
Made it a part of the story, and it made sense, and it was really well done.
It wasn't like episode 3, where Yoda's like, "Bye, Chewbacca," for no reason.
That was completely pointless.
Yeah.
Like, all of those just really forced ties. Like, no, it's stuff that, like, when, you know, whenever you see Leia, it makes sense. Whenever you see Han, it makes sense.
Made sense.
No, that was awesome.
It made
I don't
sense.
Care.
All right, so
it was kind of out of left field.
So Han just happened to be out in the exact same place that they were.
No,
at
he
the
mentioned
exact
time. It. He was tracking the ship.
Yeah,
because he was hunting for the Falcon.
Yeah, he'd been. Yeah, hunting
he literally
for the Falcon
said,
for
"Why do you
time?
Think it was so easy for me to find you?"
He was hauling freight from one place to another. They left Jakku immediately.
So, I mean,
they
turned
and got caught.
They popped up on his sensors. Because
yeah, exactly.
He probably has it up so that the Falcon sensors will be alerted.
I'll give it to you begrudgingly. I still don't. I thought it was way too much of a coincidence. But that's okay. That's fine.
To me, I really do feel like as soon as
the force doesn't work that way.
It was force.
The force does not work that way.
All right. So the way I see it, and we'll get off this here in just a second. The way I see it, there was plenty of time after they turned on the Millennium Falcon for Han to have seen that. Like, oh, Chewie, you see this? You see this? It's up on the sensor. We got to go light speed into that system, and then there it is. They found it.
I would hope that that's a good explanation. I'll buy that.
I mean, that's literally how they explained it.
Yes. they didn't explain how he lost it, other than it got stolen.
And it was one of those things, like, I thought it was a great intro to Great Surprise. Yeah, they did say it got stolen, but I mean, there's 20 years happened between this movie and the last movie. I know, a lot of stuff could have gone down.
I really want to know what happened in that 30 years.
There's a couple gaps I want to see.
And I mean, I think they said they're going to do movies about them. So, I mean, we're going to get a Han movie.
What do they call them? Anthologies?
Something like that.
Yeah. Spinoffs is what they should be called.
Yeah, because yeah, I think I heard somewhere, and you guys can confirm or deny this for me, they're talking about doing another Star Wars movie every December.
I hope not.
Someone said the next one, there's 500 plus days till it, so it'll be 2 years. Okay.
Well, but it's not just Star Wars. There's also the, what is it called?
Well, because that's for what I'm episode saying, 8.
Is like it Squad 1, or what is the new one called?
I think that's what it's called. You know something what I'm talking like
about?
That.
Yeah.
No. And it's supposed to be more heavily featuring like Han and like Poe and, you know, those
I think this
characters.
One's got Poe in it, yeah. And Han's getting his own, but it's set in between. Actually, it's set before New Hope. From what I understand, it shows
this is
how
it's supposed to be his origin.
It's his origin story, how he was an Imperial pilot, and then
it's a Han history movie.
Yeah, which
I am A-okay with.
Me
that.
Too, because Han is my favorite character in the entire Star Wars universe.
Yeah,
and guess what? Spoiler alert: he's dead.
No, we've already given the spoiler alert. Like, if they're at this point,
if you're
like,
still listening, it's
if you're
your own
still
fault.
Knowing, yeah,
the moment Han anymore. Died, a part of me died with him.
That whole like walkway.
I was crying right there with you.
Oh, I knew it was coming. That was the worst.
I leaned over to Jesse as soon as he started on that walkway, and I was like, "Bye, Han."
Yeah, and I was just like, and I'm trying not to cry because I know what's about to happen. Like,
it was so fucked up the way they
did. Oh, I cried. I cried. I flat out cried.
I read someone's explanation that it sucked, but it had to happen. And they're absolutely right.
It did.
Yeah. For really Kylo Ren to really get his character, it had to happen. You can't have another redemption story like you have with Darth Vader. Because if they just do the same thing with this.
I
don't think he's going to get redeemed either. I think he chose his path.
That was the big thing. You're right.
Well, Anakin, say you need to help me with something.
That's because Anakin never really killed anybody that close to him.
Except all the Chitlins.
Well, Obi-Wan. But Obi-Wan let him.
Yeah.
Well, I guess Han technically let him too. But then again,
no.
Obi-Wan was a part of the Force. Han's just some dude.
Yeah.
And Han didn't just let him. He was trying to talk him down.
He was giving him a hug.
Yeah. He was like, he thinks he's handing him the lightsaber, and he goes, nope.
I said it at the theater. Harrison Ford's been trying to kill Han Solo off since Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah,
that may have been something Han... Harrison Ford wanted.
He is Han. We're going to call him by his real name.
And Han was all over this movie. I was worried that they were going to use them sparingly. Like
cameos.
Yeah. But no, this was a Han Solo movie. He was just as vital to this movie as he was in New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi.
Right.
He was a driving force of this, and I'm really sad that he will not be... I say that, but there's...
They'll probably feature him some way.
Well, am I the only one that's got that lingering hope in the back that, okay, they show him getting stabbed by the lightsaber, but they don't show him die. They show him fall down the shaft.
Right.
And then they don't really announce it afterwards. Like, there's no big, sad scene.
Funeral,
the only thing that I can see with that, because, you know, Leia is... She's in tune with the Force. She's not a Jedi or anything, but she has the ability to do it.
Yeah, she's Force sensitive.
She's
Force sensitive.
And yeah, whenever he died, like, she immediately just got that.
I didn't get that. I thought, okay, that could be that, or that could be her realizing that her son's gone, on Han, and now her son. Or it's both. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big moment and a big, like, big disturbance in the Force that she was sensitive to.
Because he turned on his father and tried to kill him.
Right.
Now, if Han comes back eventually, I will be happy. But also angry.
It just better not be like as hokey. Like, it's just one of those things, like, you know, when we were talking about it earlier, because like I also have that lingering hope. I don't think it's going to happen, but I have that hope that he's still alive.
Yeah.
But like, you know, the way you were talking about it, he just shows up in the next movie. He's flying the Falcon.
No explanation.
None. He's just like, what's up? And then
buy
Ray's
a new
just
toy.
Like, yeah. And then Ray's
has
just
like a
what,
metal
what?
Chest plate or something somewhere.
Well, because lightsaber. All right. All right, conspiracy theories.
Are supposed to carterize immediately.
Except for A New Hope.
Well,
that's back when they rewrote the rules.
They did.
They're like, wait, what can we do with lightsabers now? Some sirens, some red and blue behind us right there.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, if Kylo Ren stabbed Han and it didn't hit a vital organ and Han fell and was somehow rescued...
Did you see the angle of that lightsaber
his
body?
I'm going upper chesticle region.
It was going up, but I mean
it could have come through the stomach. The whole place went up in flames, too.
Well, unless... Okay, here's my conspiracy theory. Where the Emperor, just call him the Emperor, because that's what he is. when he was like, you know, want to complete his training, who's to say that he didn't save Han to use as training for Kylo Ren in the future? Finish him off, something like that. We'll have to wait to see in the next episode, but I don't think Han is necessarily dead. It's like Glenn from The Walking Dead. Is he dead? Is he not? He looks like he's dead, but yeah, he's in that limbo where it could go either way,
yeah,
viably.
I never watched Walking Dead, so I have no idea what you guys are talking about right now.
I think he's dead.
I never got that far in it.
I hope he's dead. I hope he's dead, because Han's death is, it adds weight to the story. If he comes back now, it's just to sell more tickets.
It built Kylo Ren's character so much, too. Because, I mean, we saw him going from, like, that ragey, whiny kid, and I think the next movie, we're going to see him, like, progressing to master status, master levels.
You know? I love that about Kylo Ren. I thought Kylo Ren was going to be this ultimate badass, and he wasn't. He was what Anakin was in Episode 3.
He was his grandfather. Because, I mean,
he's one of those things. Like, he is, you know, he's one of the only Force users left in the galaxy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he has, you know, that extra power and that extra ability, and he has that just, like, general presence of being a badass.
But because, he has no clue what to fucking do with it.
Right, but then, you know, he gets his ass kicked by Rey.
Yeah.
Who had never trained at all, and it... Okay, let's... one thing I really wanted to talk about, we can kind of get into this now, and you mentioned the Emperor. Was his name, like, Snorkel.
I'm just calling him Voldemort, because that's what he looked like.
Okay, so who and what the fuck do we think this guy is? Because at first, I remember when we saw it, like, me and Shannon were both just like, that's a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
And then you realized it was a projection.
Yeah, and then it was a hologram. So it was like, so he just Wizard of Oz us. And so, what do you guys think is going on with that dude?
I don't like him. I'm going to throw that out now. Emperor Palpatine, the reason he worked, especially once you saw the prequels, is he rose from Senate to evil galactic ruler, and it was believable in a way.
Because he was just manipulating the dark side to actually make it happen.
And everyone said they hated the political nature of the prequels. It's like, why isn't it more? It worked. There has to be a reason. Yeah, there has to be a reason this empire rose. And they explained it. They didn't explain why the First Order rose.
Well, you got to think too. We're just in the first film of this new.
Yeah, because I mean, the way Hope didn't really explain why we were up to the Empire.
Yeah.
So I mean, it wasn't until we got the prequels that we got that story.
But at least with the Empire, you knew that the Empire had ruled for so long, and just nobody questioned it.
Yeah.
Whereas opposed to the First Order,
it rose from the ashes.
And no one seemed to even know.
Still already going because
from the sounds of it, like the First Empire started. Is that what the First Empire?
First Order.
I was like, wait a minute.
You're getting your movies. I can see when you'd be confused.
Yeah, no, the
First Awakens is just a remake of A New Hope.
So my understanding of the First Order is it actually began very shortly after the original trilogy.
But they had no power.
Right. So they just kind of like slowly but surely
built a giant Death Star.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Between stealing children and training them from the beginning to be troopers,
right?
That's something else. Like, remember when we first started talking about, oh, how is there a black stormtrooper? You know, they're clones, and I think CJ even brought up the fact that after so long,
they said that was clones.
Yeah. Yeah, was it you that brought that up? Yeah. Okay.
Because the genetic material of Jango Fett had already been spread so thin by the end of the Clone Wars. Like, I can only imagine what that genetic material would be like.
It was referenced in this movie that. Would you rather us bring the clones back?
Yeah, maybe he needs his own clone army.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, these guys are, you know, trained from, like, birth. On.
And if you had a clone army, who would you clone? Captain Phasma? She did well.
We're going to get into that in a minute.
Okay.
We're going to finish talking about stormtroopers for a second. So, yeah, Zach, I hope you're happy because they explain why there's a black stormtrooper.
Okay, no.
Maybe they're all black.
I don't think so.
No one else took their helmet off. We haven't seen that.
That's true.
Because and when
like stormtroopers are now slaves.
I'm pretty sure helpers. Lindsay.
Oh no!
I'm pretty sure that would start a whole bunch of shit if all stormtroopers were black.
I mean, that's Finn really true. Ran away real fast.
So what? We should have called him. Well, they don't know his name. His name could have been Kunta.
He just had a number. He had no name.
FN-2187 or something like that.
Yeah. I'm gonna call him Finn.
I
got a pretty good last name for him.
What?
I'll talk about that in a minute.
Anyway.
I know where you're going with it.
Are you
going
to call him Calrissian?
I'm telling you.
Finn Calrissian?
Anyway.
Son of Billy Williams.
Snokes. Snokes. My point was he seems right now like a terrible villain. Like, why is he in power?
He came on screen and I just went, my precious.
She did. She really did. But he's not involved with any of the political stuff from the looks of it. It looks like just some dude that somehow became Supreme Ruler. And he's not really a Jedi either from the sound of it. He's not a Sith.
He's literally
Well, no, because he talked about finishing Kylo Ren's training. So he also talked about seducing Kylo Ren to the dark side.
And Han, what struck me as maybe he's not of a Sith or whatever, is that Han told him, you know, he's just using you for your power. Which to me sounds like he's saying he doesn't have that power.
Or maybe as much. That's how
or
I
he doesn't or and he's
he
trying. Wants
he knows that the Force is strong with the Skywalker family.
Wasn't that strong. Well, like Jesse said, Kylo Ren got his ass handed
to him.
Well,
see, we don't know where Rey came from.
I'm pretty sure Rey is.
But Rey was
kid.
Also fending for herself positive. A lot.
Well, see,
and what has Ren been doing?
Leading assaults? I don't know. We don't, no,
sitting on
there's
a ship
no,
and wrecking consoles when he has a little tantrum because he doesn't get things his way.
Really
he did throw a lot,
did throw
a lot
of
tantrums.
That's what he's been doing.
Making a badass lightsaber. Also, where the fuck did they get Vader's mask?
Seriously.
Because that shit was on the Death Star.
See,
no, that was on Endor when he burned
him. Oh, did he burn the mask on Endor?
He put the mask completely back on him and then burned him.
Apparently,
so, the mask was burned to shit. So
it was, but...
You'd think that...
I still want to know how they got Anakin's lightsaber.
Well, there's another plot hole, which I'm sure they'll fill in later. That's a good question. For another time.
Okay, hold on. Real quick. Because we talked about this before with Anakin's lightsaber. Like, it didn't... My understanding is he still had it in Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi, he had his own
I know
saber.
He had his own saber that he built, but I'm pretty sure they still had possession of Anakin's
well,
lightsaber.
Well, that was the hand that got sliced off.
Yeah, the hand dropped. Sliced off went down into the...
Right, yeah, he lost his lightsaber in Empire.
Yeah.
Along with his hand.
I mean, they caught him.
Yeah but his hand, his lightsaber fell.
I was about to say, the only thing that caught Luke from when he fell down that hole... was when he landed on that antenna and grabbed a hold of it.
Yeah, right. So that lightsaber fell and fell.
Whatever's the bottom of Cloud City.
They could be trying to say, like, lightsabers might be part of the Force. I mean, it drew itself or it allowed itself to get found.
I mean,
then we're talking like a One Ring aspect, which hopefully they don't go that route.
Well, Luke also could have gone back to find it between Empire and Return.
But see, I don't understand how you find that, because that thing went out the same chute and fell from Cloud City. Because
I thought Bespin
to whatever
was like,
to
I
where
thought
the
it was molten. I thought
or the same
was,
thing. If that other like
I could be wrong, but I thought it was like a liquid surface that they were mining out of.
Bespin is in the clouds.
City. I mean that, but it dropped. Like it dropped out of the exhaust port down into like I thought like a molten gooey.
See, I don't think it's molten and gooey. I think it's just uninhabitable. But like the upper atmosphere can people can live in.
I didn't even remember there being a planet. To be honest, I just remember the city.
Yeah. Well, seriously, it's obviously on a planet.
Yeah, I also want to know how they got Luke's lightsaber.
See, because I think, like, also there's the whole Force thing. In the Clone Wars series, they talk about how, like, each Jedi's lightsaber, draws them to it. Like, they have a... I'm trying to think of how to word this. Like, there's an attraction with the Force between, like, the creator and the lightsaber
like
itself.
Like a sixth sense.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how they can always, you know where it's at. They can pull it, that kind of thing. And it's harder for other people to pull their lightsaber, like other Force users.
So
that kind of makes, if that's the truth, that kind of makes something from the movie make sense.
It makes the whole Rey pulling the lightsaber make a little bit more sense.
Rey being attracted to the lightsaber,
and it also makes sense that how Kylo Ren would know that it belonged, you know, to his grandfather,
right?
Because he sees it and instantly knows that was.
He Raiders. Knows that it's Anakin's lightsaber.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no other way, because, like you said, it's been missing.
Yeah.
So unless Luke had it when... Luke did have it, because he's the one that hid it after Kylo Ren went nuts on all of the other apprentices.
Well, no, I don't think he hid it.
No, she said...
She found it, she got it, and it's an interesting story of how. I don't think Luke gave it to her. I think it got lost in Cloud City, and it was there until someone found
it
and gave it to her, yeah. Which hopefully they will explain in the future. I'm assuming this isn't a one-off thing, and they'll never mention her again, even though her city's gone.
She was cool, though.
She was pretty cool.
So do you think she's the same Moss of, like, Moss Eisley Cantina?
No. I think this is a special character that they just introduced for this. I don't think it'll play a major part in the future, but I hope they at least
finish
that
story. I just
like
that she had a free-reign place.
Right.
Yeah, I want to ask you guys, kind of on the same topic, what did you think about the Cantina music?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Compared to Mos Eisley's theme,
honestly, I
don't remember it.
I do, just because I paid special attention to it, because I know the guy who composed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, it's a dude from Cairo.
No, it's one of his best friends from New York, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
resisting the urge to go, I'm Tanner, I know people in the business. And then I did it anyway. I'm sorry, Tanner.
I'm okay. Sorry. I do, but...
I want to know people in the business.
Well, you know, it doesn't pay off.
But yeah. It might. You just might not be doing it right.
Some nerds on a podcast might talk about you someday.
Yeah,
like us. So yeah,
the cantina itself was disappointing to me.
Yeah, a little.
It didn't have that feel of Mos Eisley. But well, I mean, no, that's unfair to say.
Because it's a whole different area. Like, it wasn't necessarily a... You know, a bunch of outlaws and bandits. Like, it was...
It was like a free a trader port.
Right.
You know?
Like, it was less... Like, because that's what Mos Eisley was smugglers, assassins, bounty hunters,
a villainous stuff like that. Hive of...
This seemed like more of a
wretched hive of scum and villainy. Because, like, you know, it's near the Outer Rim, I think Mos Eisley was. Was it, like, Tatooine?
It was on Tatooine.
Yeah. Yeah.
This,
so,
this seemed like more legit watering hole. Like,
exactly.
Pretty decent people come there.
That seemed more like a coin-op versus Tatooine being like Dover's in Mound City.
Oh, yeah.
You get that. You get that reference.
And it seemed like Mos was, she seemed to have that presence of someone you don't really want to fuck with.
Well, she's alive for a thousand years.
Exactly. So I'm imagining that had something to do with it, too. Like, that's why it wasn't, you know, a rough place to be, because, you know, bounty hunters, outlaws, and assassins couldn't really be themselves.
You say that, and I believe that, too, but the First Order came in and just wrecked everything.
Well,
just
yeah, that's because it was the First Order. Did you see what they did to the entire system the Republic was on?
Yeah, I was going to say, like,
what planet was that?
Five
planets. It was five.
Well, I'm saying the one that they showed a close-up on, like, you're on the planet looking at the people as they watch the laser come at
them.
They
want to know.
It kind of looked like Coruscant.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Argument. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's a big... I've heard that discussion. I've read that discussion so far.
And I just want to say, I get that they're trying to put over that the First Order is way more dangerous than the Empire, which so far they have been, because they've done more in one movie than the Empire ever did, I think.
They're still failing pretty hard, though.
Oh, you have a Death Star? We have a Death Planet.
We have a Death Planet.
Oh, man, when they showed that
the power of the sun.
Yeah.
Look, I was confused, because it's like, they're standing, you know, you see they're on a planet, they're outside, and he's giving the speech telling about, you know, charging the weapon, and you see the laser shoot out from wherever they're at, and you're thinking, oh, Jesus, they made the outside of that thing look like a planet. No, it is a planet.
Yeah. But see, that whole thing confused me when they blow up the five planets, because they said that's where the Republic is. I'm a little iffy on what's happened since Return of the Jedi.
Yeah.
Because Return of the Jedi, there was no Republic. It was the Empire. And the Rebellion was born from the Republic that existed in the prequels that was shut down by the Empire.
Right.
So now the Republic is back in power, but the First Order is in power, sort of, and they just blew up all of the Republic in one shot.
I mean, it's kind
of
like the Separatists from the Cold Wars. See, like, that's what that whole thing was about.
Yeah. All right, so...
But they blew up all five planets in one shot.
Yeah.
Like, that's just like... I get they're trying to put over that they're dangerous, but that's over the top. So you've got this planet this planet weapon that can destroy multiple places and harnesses the power of the sun, and nobody mentioned it the entire movie. The Rebellion, I'm sorry, the Resistance, knew nothing about it and asked Finn, can you tell us anything about it? We know nothing about it. You don't know anything about this death planet that's flying around harnessing powers of suns?
Well, they may
the first
not
time
have...
they used it was just when they destroyed the other Republic.
Right.
But then how did they get that intel so quickly?
Yeah,
they had a recon ship. Like, they, because they found out about the planet. This is what I got out of it. They found out about the giant death planet, or the Starkiller planet, whatever they want to call it.
Very cute, by the way, calling it the Starkiller planet.
Right. So they found out about Starkiller. and they sent a recon. They sent a group of recon ships out to figure out what's going on. Because all they really had seen was that it was a thing. It was a planet-sized weapon.
Look at this stuff.
Or, like, a planet made into a weapon. One of the two. Like, I'm really not sure how they made something that big.
I assume they just grabbed a planet and hollowed it out and put
that's
a gun.
That's
kind
of pretty much what it looked like. Yeah. They just mined the...
Yeah, because, I mean, it had, like, trees and other fauna on it. So, yeah, I'm imagining...
And that planet transforms into a cassette tape.
when full 80s Transformers on us.
More than meets the eye.
So, yeah, that's my guess, is they hollowed out the planet, and then now that the Resistance is aware of it, because they've been aware of, obviously, the First Order for a while, hence the Resistance.
But Resistance to what, exactly? That's what I'm questioning.
Honestly,
because
really,
the First Order doesn't control,
like,
anything. It's still
the
Republic.
Equate it to this. 4, 5, and 6 were the Revolutionary War. You had these people who were trying to rise up and, you know, start over again and get away from the Empire.
So now we're back to the Civil War?
We're in the Civil War now.
Where the Resistance...
Look at it like that.
No, I'm just laughing. I'm sorry. I think it's silly that the First Order could rise up out of the ashes of the Empire and, like, no one stopped them until this point.
It might have just been a thing where it was hard to stop them because they had enough support and they had enough.
They have a death planet. You have a republic of planets, at least five planets, and apparently you have a political structure in place now. And yet, something like the First Order is allowed to exist. That would be like if ISIS rose up and formed an actual nation and then just started attacking everybody, and all the other countries were like, well, not much we can do to stop them. No, they'd be shut down pretty fucking quick.
See, I think it'd be more like Russia, because let's just say, you know, after the Death Star was destroyed, there would have still been planets loyal to the Empire. We missed the galaxy. That's how I looked at it.
Yeah.
There's still enough, and let's say, like, enough high-ranking people may not have been on the completed Death Star because it's a half-completed, you know, space station.
Well, I mean, that's
why the hell am I going to go on this thing that's under construction where I'm here and comfy in my Empire Palace? There's a lot of unknowns.
That's true, because they blew up two Death Stars and there were still plenty of Imperials.
But I want to know these unknowns.
I mean, we will eventually.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. But yeah, that's the thing with
I'm sick of the mystery box.
Yeah,
I know. Because that was one of the things, like, that's I'm right there with Michael on that one. I think that there were enough sympathizers to the Empire. Like, a lot of people think that what the Empire was doing was good. Like, they are okay with the Empire.
And who would think that? Like, I get that it's fantasy and you have to suspend your belief, but I can't think of anybody that would think it's okay to blow up entire planets.
You know how
and
many
murder.
Germans were okay with Hitler?
That was
how
one country.
How many people are supporting Trump?
It's the same idea. No.
But these people aren't blowing up entire planets.
Oh, they were trying to kill entire races?
And it was Hitler and his people. But it wasn't Hitler and his people plus like 30 other countries. There may have been a couple extra. But
there were a few. There were, you know, the whole allies.
It's scale. Allies, X, and allies scale.
I think it was ridiculous then. But again, I think there's a difference in murdering a race of people versus blowing up entire planets. Like,
correct, the scale.
What person, what people would go, yeah, I support that.
Let's blow up Earth things.
Well, yeah, blowing stuff up is fun, but that's besides the point.
But see, that's when the Republic rose up and rescued everyone and said, the Empire's gone, let's celebrate.
But then the Empire wasn't.
But then the Empire wasn't going again.
Yeah.
They got high on
30 years later, the First Order rose and decided to pick up what they left off with a bigger weapon.
Think about World War One. That was Germany. Then World War Two. That was Germany again, but bigger and badder.
And then who's to say this Starkiller, you know, 30 years is a long time, but who's to say this also wasn't, like, in its baby steps with,
That's also true, yeah, that could have been something, like, the whole Death or Starkiller thing could have been in the making as of Return of the Jedi, because they were thinking, well, we can temporarily redo the Death Star, but we need to work on something bigger, because this might happen again.
Even though it happened again and again.
Ooh, yeah. So the second Death Star was a decoy.
I feel like if Nazi Germany had risen up again 35, 40 years after World War II and decided to try again, that enough countries would have stopped them immediately.
And we would have SWAT-kicked the door and said, sit down.
And so, see, yeah. I mean, you think that, but you never know what's going to happen.
I guess that's true, and I hope it never does happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It's one of those things. There are people that think ridiculous shit. Like, you know, we look at it from our perspective and we're like, why the fuck would anybody be pro-Empire? But then again, why the fuck would anybody be pro-Trump?
I mean, I'm pro-Empire. When I play the games, I like being in the Empire.
Just because they have the cooler uniforms.
They really do.
The planets they blew up as the Empire were rebel.
They only blew up one planet.
I mean, that was the idea. The idea of it was to be able to blow up planets that were rebel-run planets.
Right. Because it's like the Germans were okay with killing, you know, races of people so long as they weren't blonde hair, blue-eyed.
But the Empire was in charge. That's what I'm getting hung up on is, like, when they blew up Alderaan, the Empire ruled the galaxy. They ruled the entire galaxy. What their iron fist, what they said went. But at this point, that's not the case. The Republic is in full effect. You have a political structure, and now you have the First Order that's picking up where the Empire was, and no one knew anything about it or put a stop to it. They knew about the First Order because everyone seemed to talk about it, like, oh no, the First Order. But where's the Republic? Why aren't they doing anything to stop them?
They were. That's what the Resistance was.
The Resistance seems to be separate from the Republic because they said
the Resistance is backed by the Republic.
Right.
And it's formed by Republic generals and using the Republic fleet.
But you think the Republic would have their own military or something that would go in and fight, not a offshoot of them called the Resistance. Like, why do they have a special name?
I think they were just called the Resistance. I think that was the Republic
I think
Army.
They're stretching. My only problem with this movie was that they've tried to make it too much like A New Hope. Instead of the Rebels, you have the Resistance. Instead of the Empire, you have the First Order. Instead of a Death Star, you have the Death Planet. You don't have the Emperor, you have a giant man in a hood.
Supreme Leader Snoke.
Yeah, you don't have
Supreme Leader Snoke.
You don't have Darth Vader, you have Kylo Ren.
Because I mean, that's
I'm
the other thing.
Snoke is because it's funnier.
So, like, as far as, you know, the nobody stopping the First Empire, like, that go back to the prequels.
He keeps calling it the First Empire.
I know.
It's so...
it's,
even you get confused sometimes.
No, I'm doing it on purpose now because it's funnier.
Wow.
Geez, another sire instead of sirens.
Busy night.
Getting close to Christmas.
It's the same thing. You talk about a republic being, you know, in force and in full effect. The Clone Wars, the Separatists, rose from people that didn't agree with the republic. And that's how that happened. And they didn't get shut down immediately because there were enough supporters.
And they did it politically.
Exactly.
They didn't blow up entire planets.
Well, no, because they didn't have that kind of technology. Like, the Death Star was the first thing that could ever...
Where did you get that kind of technology, by the way?
I don't know.
Like, I know that's... And that's not a shout at this movie. Like, I know there's no way they'll ever explain it. But, like, where did they get all this for three? Because, God, the cost must be astronomical.
They're in super debt. They are in more debt than Han Solo.
It's like the first Death Star, fully operational, must have cost... A ton of money blew up.
There actually
somehow had enough money for a second one. Someone's done the math for that.
There actually was in the Clone Wars TV show. I'm going to keep going back to this. You guys really need to watch it.
I have been watching it.
Like, we do need to watch it because it's canon.
It is canon.
Like Rebels.
There actually was part of the Clone Wars was the Empire taking control of the Galactic Bank.
Well, that was in the movie.
Was it?
It was in episode 3 because when they had the big meeting, or maybe it was episode 2, I can't remember, but the Banking Federation said that they will sign the treaty with the Emperor.
I think that was episode 3 because it would have happened, because the Clone Wars thing would have happened between episode 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Because the Clone Wars was supposed to set up episode 3.
It was before Anakin slaughtered them all.
Right. So, yeah, the whole banking thing happened, like, officially happened during the Clone Wars TV show, and it may have been, like, revisited in the Empire, or in the episode 3. But, yeah, the Empire controls the Galactic Bank, which means they control... money.
Did control the Galactic Bank, but with the destruction of the Empire and the rise of the Republic,
the First Order is...
Where the fuck did they get their money? I'll tell you how. Intergalactic Donald Trump.
he made that small
Jabba
loan from his father.
Yeah.
No, see, I think that was just their, you know, steady rise to power. They got, you know, more and more backing, more and more funding, more and more material, volunteers, etc., and it just kind of built up to it.
I almost hope that there is a prequel to this series already. Like, I know that sounds
something
stupid.
Something that takes place
Something that takes place in between that shows, you know, what happened. I mean, they gave little hints. There was the scene where Rey had her vision, and she saw the slaughter of the Jedi, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm.
Kylo Ren went
When Luke touched R2-D2 and you saw the dead bodies.
And her being left on the planet.
No, I just to add to that, just that scene that Rey had, just, you know, the vision. Like, they talked about Luke took two people to be trained as Jedis, a boy and a girl.
I don't think they ever said that.
No, he said he took a group.
Yeah,
because I heard Kylo killed everybody else.
Right. That was what the scene was, is that all the people were dead that were being trained, I assumed, and Luke.
And then Kylo was the first apprentice. Like, he was the first one to go to the new Jedi Order that Luke was trying to start up.
Yeah, see, I had Rey and...
The canon about Han and Leia having twins.
Yeah, yes. Jason and Jaina.
Okay.
Yeah,
because that was in the books, which is now no longer.
Yeah, the new Jedi Order stuff.
I want to be sure on that one because that was one part of my confusion.
I still think that they're brother and sister.
That's the
I think Rey is related.
I don't think they're
siblings.
I don't think they're siblings either.
I don't think it's Luke's daughter.
Well, that's what I think it's leaning at. It's trying to make you think that it's Luke's daughter, so you think they're cousins. But I think they're going to pull the card where they're going to be siblings.
Why would Leia and Han not realize?
Because this series is known for not telling people things until they absolutely need to know it.
Well, see, I can't think, though, that... Because, I mean, that happened in the prequels, or not the prequels, but the original
Leia,
trilogy with Han and Leia.
Who has not met her at all, immediately walked up to her and hugged her.
Because...
She brought in the map to find Luke?
Well,
No, that's not what that hug was about. I think that was completely about Han.
Hug was definitely about Han.
At the end,
maybe she thought she was hot.
Well, why did... Well, to be fair, she is hot. Carrie Fisher's a looker.
But just the
sounds
look,
like she smokes all the time, but that's
I'm sorry,
okay.
The look on Leia's face said more than just...
Yeah, because my thought was, why didn't she hug Chewie?
Yeah, that's
that was my
thought.
First thought, was why didn't she hug Chewie? She immediately went to Rey instead of Chewie. Chewie was Han's best friend, and they had been friends forever. So why did she not even... She didn't even look at Chewbacca.
Because
she
went
right to Rey.
And that was the first time, supposedly, that...
They'd ever met.
Leia had ever met her.
I'm telling you, it's... I really feel like it's Luke's daughter.
And I'm gonna add on to that here just right now. R2-D2 was with Luke when Kylo Ren destroyed, you know, killed all the Jedi in training.
Because he touched him. I think that's when he put the map on him. I'm assuming. Because where else did the fucking map come from? And the map, I hate. That is that is a plot point that was forced just to get the plot going. Yeah. Well, we have the other piece of the map. What do you mean you have the other piece of the map? Did R2 forget it? Did one of his chips get lost? Why do you? Why it's is this old
he's
man?
He's in robot depression.
He was. He was robot sad.
Anyway, Tanner, I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to connect it with the whole Rey theory that I have. Luke sent R2-D2 back with, you know, to Leia with the big portion of the map. I think Rey is Luke's daughter and dropped her off on Jakku and gave that old man the piece of the last piece of the map. So that way, if it ever comes time where they actually need him, they can find him.
See, I don't think Luke would ever abandon his daughter, though.
No, unless he did it for her safety. But then it was
that's the only thing I can think of.
But it's but Kylo,
if he knows Kylo's out there looking for him and her,
so, you know, that's actually a fairly reasonable theory. Like if I don't know, maybe Luke met a girl while he was starting the new Jedi Order.
See, that's what I'm thinking. That and that's my thought too. Was that Luke fell in love with someone? They had a child. He didn't know they had a child.
Yeah, but Jedi don't bang.
No, see.
Well, Jedi do bang.
It's
Jedi
a new
do bang.
Order
now.
Jedi,
so it's a new order, but stuff's okay.
Or maybe that's why Luke went into. Maybe that's why Luke went into exile. Maybe he fell in love, and he feels that he
to
didn't.
To be fair, Luke was never properly trained either.
But that's what I'm saying. True. Maybe the reason he didn't properly train him, he blames himself, is because he was in love. Maybe he let go of that rule of the Jedi. He blames himself for what happened because he wasn't a good enough teacher, and that's why he went into exile. Didn't know about the kid. And now the kid came back to him.
Well, see, I think he did know about that, because I kind of see where Tanner's coming from. Basically, all that shit went down with Kylo. And, like, what you said, I think, is right, too. Like, he blamed himself because, like, I should never let this get in the way of, you know, making this new Jedi Order. And that's why Kylo was so easily seduced from the light side. And then, you know, he had a daughter. He's like, my child would never be safe from Kylo Ren. Dropped her off on Jakku with a part of the map. Like, I'm going into exile whenever she becomes of age. And, you know, like, the Force Awakens or whatever inside of her, then,
would have made sense to me if she had any interaction with the old man.
She may have before.
She may have before.
But they don't show it. If it's not shown, then it never happened.
Well, that's something that may happen eventually.
Right, it's just, yeah, we got to wait for the next movie.
Yeah, we just got to wait.
But
we just gotta
how big
theories.
A coincidence is it that a strong, strong natural Force user is on the exact same planet as the old man with the last piece
well,
of the
see,
map to see
like the strongest from
you,
the sounds of it.
You remember Yoda, like there's no such thing as coincidence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I mean, like that actually could have just been like it could also all be explained away with, you know, the Force. Because it
God
is
damn
this,
that
I
force.
Know.
So,
I know.
It's easy.
It's
Yoda
so easy as like a catch all.
They're too old to train.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's one of those things with the whole idea of the Force and creating balance, like you know, it was now unbalanced. There's too much dark side, not enough light side. So the Force Awakens inside Rey and possibly even Finn.
I'm leaning towards a little bit in Finn.
What,
I'm on board with that.
What if it's not Han's kid? What if it is
Kylo?
Leia's kid? No, Rey.
Rey.
What if Rey is Leia's kid, but not with Han? Because they split apart after Kylo Ren.
That's true.
But I don't know, the age.
Like that much
but
age
then,
yeah,
well,
the age,
well
yeah.
Plus the other problem is, why would Leia get rid of Rey?
I think maybe for safety with Kylo Ren, just like you said.
Okay, yeah, just trying to
and
stop.
And she had it in her head that someone was going to come back for her. So whoever dropped her off, talked to her beforehand.
Didn't seem like they were just abandoning her for, you know, I think it's a part of the plot.
Yeah, because somebody flew away from a ship and abandoned her on Jakku.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she must.
Like, that happened.
But
we saw that
who
lady.
Was holding
she
her?
That was
her.
The big creepy guy from behind the.
Are we positive about that?
I'm not positive about
that. Or it's
at
least the same race as that guy.
Are you sure? They never showed. They showed his hand, didn't they?
Well, you saw part of the face and the side. If it wasn't the same guy, it was from the same race.
Because I'm wondering if maybe it was that old man.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking,
unless
too.
That old man lost a lot of weight.
Age will do that to
you. Because it was not human.
Because, I mean, I didn't see the hand or side of face, but I can't imagine, like, that guy seems very much like a dude that if, like, a small child was left in his possession, that child would have been a slave
for
the rest of its life.
He did say something like, stop child or something like that. Like, he did sound kind of rough, like alien-ish.
Yeah. No, it was not human what was holding on to her.
Something you guys mentioned that I wanted to ask about, because I'm glad I'm not the only one that thought it. Finn's a Jedi, right?
We're all thinking that, because I'm thinking that just because of all the shootout scenes. And, like, especially when, you know, him and Rey had that little freak out on the Millennium Falcon.
How did you know how to do that?
How did you know how to do that? How did you know how to do that? How did we know how to do that? Oh, my God.
I think more of when he refused to shoot, and as Kylo Ren walked by, he stopped and looked at him.
That awakened.
And they mentioned later, it's like, there's been awakening. Did you feel it? And that was before they ever knew about Rey.
Exactly.
So they have to be talking about Finn. So Finn is not Lando Calrissian's son.
But he's
that
Billy
doesn't
Dewey
mean anything.
Could have been Mace Windu's son.
That would be cool.
Like a descendant of some sort.
Maybe, yeah, like a son of a... Well, no, because Mace couldn't have kids. He's a fucking Jedi.
Yeah, it's true. That's
he's
back old. When Jedi okay, couldn't do well, that.
They could have used Mace's body for genetic material.
Oh, my God. Samuel L. Jackson would have had Jedi kids.
Mace has a sister, and she had a kid, and they hooked up with Lando.
I still say...
It's in the bag. I mean, these are stretches, but that's going to be Lando's fun.
Just Jedi's... Okay, back in the day, Jedi could not reproduce.
They could.
They weren't supposed to.
Are you going back to the midichlorians?
No, we're not.
No, we went back to it being magical.
I'm really glad that they did not mention anything about the midichlorians.
That made me so happy. It felt more religious. It felt like the old religious is a... Well, yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's religious. That's what the Force was.
Mm-hmm. Jedi as a religion in the UK, I think. So that's pretty cool.
In New York.
And really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And in my pants.
Oh. Did your Force awaken? No, sorry.
Not for a while.
If Jedis could not reproduce back then...
The Force needs 5 minutes of sleep.
If Jedis couldn't reproduce back then, why was there still Jedi showing up?
Midichlorians.
I'm saying is, you're born with it. Like, it's Force sensitive. Your family doesn't have to have it. Like, your father or mother doesn't have to be Force sensitive.
Exactly.
Right. You can just also be born and have it.
But to be fair, no one was also looking for it, and not many people were speaking of the Jedi, since most of the Jedi were thought to be gone, if not completely gone.
There's no telling how many people in the world, right, you know, in the Star Wars universe is... Force sensitive.
I always hated that explanation of we're going to kill all the Jedi in the universe, because like you said, you're just born with the Force, so have to keep killing people.
The thing they were thinking is if there's no other Jedi's around, there's no one to train them to use the Force
or to find
exactly
them.
And like if they because they completely abolished the Jedi religion, like they destroyed every temple that they could find, they destroyed all record of the Jedi, and that's why you know in the original trilogy. The whole idea of the Jedi was a myth. It was a legend.
I don't understand how a legend comes together that quickly, though.
And they pulled the same shit in this movie when they were like, Luke Skywalker, I thought he was a myth. You mean the guy that like single-handedly destroyed the Death Star and the Empire is a myth?
But he's out in the outer. It doesn't matter.
Also only been 30 years.
Yeah, that would be like you guys, you know.
That's us saying what? The 80s didn't happen?
That would be like us talking about the Red Baron. In World War II, and we'd be like, "Red, I thought he was a myth. No, he is a historical pilot.
I thought he was just a guy on pizzas.
But so was Davy Crockett was a real person, but rose to mythos.
But he was still a real person. Luke Skywalker is on record as being a pilot for the Republic that destroyed the Empire for the Republic, which is now in power.
Well, I mean, you could also look at it as like some stories, history is always written by the victor. So it very well could have been a situation where facts could have been embellished. Like, they weren't sure. Because it's one of those things, like, if you read about, especially, like, even in that universe where that kind of stuff is normal, if you read about that, like, you could read it, like, it sounds a little too, like, magical, like, over the top. Like, did one man really do all of that? Like, that kind of thing.
It does, but it was only 30 years ago.
I know.
We're not talking about hundreds of years have passed and the legend's been passed down. No, this was, you could pick up a fucking newspaper online and see Luke Skywalker defeats Empire. Well, I thought he was a myth.
Well, plus, like, they were saying, you know, Jakku's out in those sticks. Like, Rey had no idea. Finn wasn't as awestruck by it. Finn was awestruck by the fact that he was meeting Han Solo. Rey was like, that stuff is real?
The general? No, the smuggler.
That made me
giggle. that made me giggle.
That was good.
Because, yeah, Rey had heard of Han Solo, but not the way Finn had.
Han Solo was the... He was the person in the movie.
And plus,
and I really this was the Han Solo movie. At the end, when Kylo Ren said, Han Solo can't save you now, I was like, God damn it. Han Solo's been elevated to legend status.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't say Luke can't save you. They said Han can't save you.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things, especially with Finn's upbringing. He would have been taught the entire time about how evil and destructive and horrible Han Solo and Luke Skywalker are, and how they need to be, because I mean that would have been part of the brainwashing,
avoided and destroyed.
Yeah, like that's he would have learned the history of it and how you know that happened.
Yeah,
and then it's very possible that being in the Outer Rim, Rey would have only really known about
the smuggling aspects.
Yeah, because she would have heard like you know tell of
a bastard who never pays you,
right? That kind of thing.
The Outer Rim where. The fate of the galaxy rests
every time.
Well, it's because nobody goes out there, so things can just sort of grow and maybe get a little out of control.
Go ahead.
I was just going to bring up the Millennium Falcon reveal.
I smiled.
What about that? No, that's trash.
I loved that.
Boom! Trash at work. Turns around. There's the Millennium Falcon. The whole theater. That's the only time the theater erupted in laughter.
The second time I watched it, the scene that got the most laughs in the entire movie was the part where the stormtrooper goes, "And I'll drop my weapon."
Yeah.
I loved that moment
so much. That and when the BB-8 does the lighter thing. Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
BB-8 is my new hero. He needs to be BB-8 my wingman. BB-8
was awesome. My second favorite part of the whole movie was great, but other than Han Solo...
I like 3PO popping up going, Han Solo!
I bet you don't recognize me because of my red arm.
Such a better use for him than in the prequels.
It's true. Uh-huh. And going back, rewinding real quick to BB-8, because that was the part of the movie that was directed towards kids and to sell toys. And I think so far, that is the best use of that in any of the movies, because every movie has had their own iteration.
Yeah.
Jar Jar Binks in the prequels. You had the Ewoks in the original trilogy. Yeah, I know.
So fuzzy, though.
And then you've got BB-8.
I just like that BB-8's practical. They made the robot. He ain't CG.
Exactly.
Was he really?
Yes, yeah. They made the robot.
There's a video of Carrie Fisher's dog freaking out at the premiere.
They did a fan event out in California last year, and they had BB-8 roll out on stage with R2. They had a little droid argument.
And they hung out, and then they partied.
Because, that's how they got, it was almost all practical effect. Obviously, there was a lot of CG in it.
And the CG was, I never thought I'd say this about a Star Wars movie, since everything's CG'd in the old ones.
In the prequels.
But you could tell the CG, and it was very obvious. Like, when you go back and watch episodes 4, 5, and 6, there was so little CG in it, of course you could tell, because of the time period.
Right.
Episodes 1, 2, and 3 were completely CG'd, so it was hard to tell what was real. But in this one, the only thing that really stuck in my mind as being not good-looking was Snoke's, or whatever his name is. He looked so CG'd, and...
Well, I think a lot of that was...
The fact that he was a hologram the entire time.
Well, it's just, I wish they would have done a practical effect with it, but he looked like... It reminds me of, what was the Hobbit? Where they had the main orc was a CG orc.
Yeah.
And every time I saw...
He reminded me of, you guys probably haven't watched any of.
Hold on. I want to hear this. What's that?
You not know who's playing Snoke?
I don't.
I have not IMDb.
Andy Serkis.
Oh, is that who Snoke is? I wondered. Yeah, now that I thought about it, I remember him being on Conan. I wondered who it was going to be.
What was his name?
Andy Serkis.
The same guy that did
Hobbit, or he Gollum.
Yeah.
But why not just use Andy Serkis? Why does he have
I'm
to
sure
be...
I'm sure they will. Like, once we actually see Snoke
in person.
You say that.
I think we're still getting Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. You think it's somebody completely different and he doesn't look like that?
No. I imagine he looks like that.
I would prefer it if it was just a person using this hologram as...
To be this big, imposing, scary-looking motherfucker.
Right. To be a face, because he's not that imposing. And maybe that's why he needs Kylo Ren.
Same thing with Kylo Ren. Like, he wears the mask because you look at Kylo Ren and you're just like...
Emo boy.
He's so baby face.
What's up, Hot Topic?
Exactly.
Yeah. I liked the scene where he put on his JNCOs. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, like, as soon as I saw him take off the mask, I go, all right, yeah, here's the big reveal. Oh, put it back on.
I thought he looked great. Like, he looked like... And Michael said this to me before the show... Or maybe it was Tanner that he looked like Anakin. That was Tanner. Yeah,
I went on board with it though.
He looked like Anakin in Episode 3.
Especially
he had
at
that,
the end.
No, I mean, like, that desperate, young, naive. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Look.
I agree that it fit and it worked and it was great. Like, don't get me wrong. It's just
the mask
Kylo
was
Ren. Yeah, the Kylo Ren with like the hood up and the mask on.
Oh, it's way menacing.
Well, that's
why
he's doing it. And that makes the best. Like, he's emulating Vader, like, to as much
because
as
it's one of those things. He pulled off the mask and he immediately lost every bit of threatening, imposing presence he had.
Well, he did that with his temper tantrums too.
But they were cool. I think that was important though, because you needed to humanize him for the Han Solo death.
Yeah,
that's true.
Because if you didn't see his face, if you didn't know that he was human, then when he did the tears in the eyes, you would not have bought it. I bought it. I think he is a conflicted character.
Oh, no, he is.
Yeah, he didn't fake that.
Where he's talking to Vader's helmet.
Right.
You see it. Like, he even says that he's struggling.
And he actually talked about it for the first time in any Star Wars thing. You hear someone talk about being seduced by the light side.
That was interesting.
That was really interesting.
One of the other plot holes that bugs me is, it's the same reason I get mad when my friends say they want to be like Scarface. It's like, do you not know how the story ends?
It does not end well.
With Kylo Ren saying, I want to pick up where you left off, grandfather. I always want to go, you know that he... saved the universe, right?
That's See, he may not, he not know, that. Know that
because, like, the only two people that saw that happen died. The only two people in the Empire.
Well, yeah, but he wasn't born in the Empire. He was born normal, was raised by Han and Leia.
I bet saying Luke was there.
Luke was his teacher. So he knows that Darth Vader turned against the Empire and saved the galaxy. So why is he carrying on like, I'll finish what you started, unless he sees Darth Vader and Anakin Skywalker as two separate people. Yeah.
He might, because he sees whatever his act, Ben, is that what they were calling
him?
Ben Solo. Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Because they see Ben Solo and Kylo Ren, like he specifically mentions that they're two different
people.
That
he destroyed him because he was weak.
Yeah, he destroyed Ben Solo, and like maybe he thinks the same thing, Darth Vader.
Yeah, they took that from the original trilogy, too. They use that imagery all the time.
Yeah, where he said that Darth Vader killed your father.
Yeah, sort of.
Ironically, Ben said that, too.
Yeah. So, Tanner, you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, the name. Like, was anybody taking bets? Like, when we found out that it was Han and Leia's son, was anybody taking bets on what the name was?
One of my favorite parts of that, like, Shannon, because he mentions grandfather, and then he leans over to me, and he's like, wait, grandfather, how the hell? Oh, Leia.
I forgot the lineage for a second. I really did.
He just, like, partway through the sentence, because as soon as I heard it, you know, I was like, Yep, that confirms that. And then Shannon's like, how the... Oh.
So I thought, oh, wait, so it's Luke's kid? Oh, right, brother and sister, yeah. Sorry.
Yay, family tree.
See, like, I knew, watching the movie, some of the, they took a lot of... No, I won't say a lot. They took some, just ideas from the books.
Well, but that wasn't Han and Leia's kids in the books.
No. Well, the one that weren't turned...
That was Anakin.
No.
No, seriously.
Yeah, Anakin.
Jaina and Jason were the twins, and then Anakin was the one that turned.
Yeah, but it was still Han and Leia's son.
Yeah.
No, Jason was a Sith. Anakin.
Anakin was just the fuck up.
Yeah.
Anakin's the one that got Chewbacca killed.
Yes.
Bad.
Yeah, which they did not do in the movie.
So
yeah,
no,
and
but
Ben was Luke and Mara Jade's kid.
Yeah. So they literally gave Luke's son's name to Han and Leia's, and I didn't care for that.
I didn't either. They should have
like Ben is not a name that means anything to them. They wouldn't have had as much
of a connection. And it's not as threatening. Like when he said Ben, I thought,
no!
that works, though.
No, it should have. Yeah, I think Anakin would have been a better name.
Yeah, like, I looked at my wife, and I'm like, they totally named him Anakin.
Okay, so why would Han and Leia name their child Anakin, though? Leia had no attachment to Anakin.
Well, they did in the books, though. So maybe...
No, as in... Like,
I'm saying maybe there's an explanation in the books why they named their kid Anakin.
Oh, in, like, the New Jedi Order?
Yeah, like, in the expanded universe, like, there was Jaina, Jason, and Anakin. And I don't know why they named one kid after Anakin and the two others had original names. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's an explanation for it. But I don't think Ben was a good name for it, because Han and Leia really don't have a connection to Ben.
Other than Leia being told to contact him.
He was their only hope.
Well, yeah, but then Leia knew Obi-Wan as, you know, Obi-Wan. General. Like, didn't know.
As a general from the
General Clone Wars. General Kenobi, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
I think they should have named the kid Jar Jar.
No.
Just to hear Han go, Jar Jar, take that helmet off.
Jar Jar's going to come back and be, what if Jar Jar is Snoke?
That would be. and to be fair.
And that would fit in with that huge fan theory.
And Andy Serkis was on Conan and confirmed that he was playing an evil Jar Jar Binks in the movie.
Oh, God.
What if it's all true?
What if it's true? And that's the that's what
that's the true mystery box.
That's what Han Solo meant when he said, it's true. All of it. They're leaving you hints.
Oh, man.
Did we just stumble upon the biggest conspiracy ever?
If this is in the next movies, Podzilla 1985, nerd up, you heard it here first. Or tell your friends.
Or third.
I'm sure Movie Theorist has come up with other stuff, too.
Jesse, we've only got 7 minutes.
How do we only have 7 minutes?
Because we've
talked. Because it's Star Wars.
That's really true.
I want to ask about something.
We've only been talking right. 7 minutes.
Also, I do have to get... I asked Mandy and Stephanie what they wanted to say on the show since neither of them could join us.
Yeah, I meant to ask Zach, and I forgot. Zach, I'm sorry. We'll read it on the next one.
Because I am going to have, on the next episode of Nerd Up, Mandy and Stephanie both, I believe, are going to be there. And I'm going to give them a little bit of time to talk more. But because it's Star Wars and we own the network, so we can talk about Star Wars however many fucking times we want.
Until the viewership goes away.
Exactly.
Then it's back to guns and racism and the gays.
But yeah, I did ask them for a couple of shout-outs.
Sorry, Billy.
So he's not listening. He's doing something on his phone.
That's fine.
Nope, he heard the
sorry, Billy part. So anyway, so just I have to do that, so remind me before we cut out here. But yeah, go ahead, Shannon. What did you want to...
Oh, I don't know. What?
You said you want to ask me a question.
The last thing I want to talk about for this part of Star Wars till we do it again. of the Luke reveal at the end.
Oh, man.
What did you think about that? Because when I first saw Luke under the hood, my first thought was, wow, he looks terrible.
Well, see, I'm like, oh, he's pulling an Obi-Wan.
But he looked even worse. He looked drunk. I thought he looked awful.
He did look worn out.
But it wasn't until he took the hood off I realized that maybe it was just the shadowing or the way it was filmed. Because when he took the hood off and he had the beard and the longer hair, I was like, he looks badass.
Oh, that hair made it.
That hair made it.
Yeah, he took the hood down. I'm like, damn.
Luke's... I really hope they don't do what they did to Han and kill Luke off. I hope at the end, Luke happening. Versus Kylo Ren. That has to be...
Luke, it's going to be. Yeah, I see really? Luke not getting involved.
Yeah, Luke is going to teach Finn and Rey, and they're going to be the Luke's ones that will win the day.
I just refuse to believe that Luke would not take it upon himself to help.
Maybe he pulls a Ben. Yeah.
Maybe Luke ends up fighting Snokes.
That's a good theory.
Master versus master, apprentice versus
apprentice. But see, I feel like at the end, if it plays out the way I think it is, it's going to be Finn versus Kylo Ren. Because you could just see the hatred they had for each other constantly through the movie.
Oh, the traitor and all that stuff.
And when Finn, when he stared at Finn after he killed Han Solo. And then it's going to be Rey versus
Snokes.
Or Gollum. Yeah.
Either way. But, yeah.
But Luke has to have a part in this because.
Oh, well, he's going to be the one training them at the very
but
least.
But I want him to be the hero.
I don't want him
he'll
to be the hero.
He'll be a driving force. But
like Han. I think he'll be a lot like Han. Like, he'll be a driving force and everything, and he'll be the motivator. He'll be there. He'll be helping, but I don't think he's going
to
be the
one to
save the
day. He has to go back to the mentor role.
But see, I still think this is Luke's story in the end. I think in the end, Luke will be the main character again. I think all these other characters are going to set him up for the final battle. But at the end of the day, Luke Skywalker is supposed to be the end-all be-all of the Jedi.
He is the chosen one.
He was the chosen one.
He's the son of the chosen one.
Well, weren't they also saying though that they were wrong about Anakin bringing balance to the Force?
But they weren't.
They weren't.
Yeah, he eventually did.
Yeah,
he's still technically the one that killed the Emperor.
Yeah. Well, but apparently it didn't fucking matter.
But he's bringing balance back because he was all light side with no dark side. The Force has to have balance.
He brought balance back for about 20 years, maybe 10 to 15.
It was unbalanced.
Oh God! So now Kylo Ren is the one.
He's bringing balance back.
Fucking Force.
Well, and it's that's honestly I'm going to use the Force because that's where the First Order came from.
The Force?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
Because the Resistance, the light side, dark side balancing. It's
racism.
All, it's
the Force.
Keep, it's always just
not how the Force. Donald Trump. The Force. How did they get?
I need to resend you a thing I found on Facebook today with Star Wars and politics.
Oh God, the two go well together
because it has how you see your candidate, how your candidate really is.
How did you guys feel about the?
She was finishing her story.
I fucked it up though,
and she fucked it up because of you. Way to go, Tanner.
Sorry, I got distracted.
Well, the funny part was it was three parts. It has your candidate, the enemy candidate, what both actually look like, and then it has Jabba the Hutt as Donald Trump.
The punchline.
Yeah, I guess he's greedy. I always think Emperor Palpatine for evil politician. But I guess that was the evil Pope.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, like, Trump would have to be successful to be Palpatine.
Ooh.
Shots fired. Jesse Kimball
stance. They put his hair on Jabba.
Okay. Donald Trump hair on anything
that
works.
Was the best
That's
part.
True.
Tanner, go ahead.
What do you guys think of the comedic parts of the movie?
Because
there was
them.
A lot.
They hit at the right parts to me. Nothing felt
it wasn't forced.
Weird.
The only thing I didn't like was at the very, very beginning when Poe just watched the guy get cut down, and then he's like, so who talks first? Do I talk first? Do you talk first?
Yeah.
That felt like they were just trying to be funny. Because if that would happen, if you were to see someone you care about or that you trusted get cut down, and you're face-to-face with the person that did
I don't think he actually knew the guy.
Well, it said an old ally.
Oh.
So I assumed that he was friendly. Yeah.
Maybe an old ally because
he may have known of him, but they may have been old enough that Poe never would have met him.
I wouldn't have made that joke, though, personally. And I'm the kind of guy that laughs in the face of danger.
I feel like, and that's what they're trying to make Poe into, and that's what the situation was. Like, he was trying to, like, he's one of those characters that makes jokes and cuts up whenever he's, like, stressed or nervous
and
or anything
I love
like
Poe,
that.
By the way. Poe was my favorite character in the movie. I have his
the fucking
I have his
scene.
Disney Infinity figure right
see
here.
More of him. I need to see more of him.
Yeah, I was really glad when he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that made me so happy.
I knew he wasn't going to
die. I was surprised.
What the fuck was that?
I wasn't surprised, but I was like, how?
Well, no, because they said it. Like,
he got launched from
the ship. Because it's one of those things, like, Finn never saw him in there.
That's
all
true.
He saw was, like, burning smoke and debris.
Yeah.
Do what?
He saw his shoe. That's what I thought.
No, it's
his
jacket.
He grabbed his jacket out of there.
What? My question is, what grabbed that TIE fighter?
It was the sinking sand.
Yeah, but then it looks like I heard things like munching. You heard like
It sounded like there's something.
It sounded like there was
the
a creature in there. Yeah.
Hmm.
And if it was sinking sands, then why didn't Finn sink?
I mean, it might have been.
No, goddamn, you bring up the Force one more goddamn time.
It might have been just like quicksand. Like, there's an end to quicksand inside of sand. So, I mean, he may have just been in, like, the, you know, the just the right part to not get hit with it. Or, like, the TIE fighter landing may have, like, upset something underneath the sand that's what caused, like, the pit to happen.
I don't know. I feel like it was some kind of creature, and I wish we could have seen. Because it also seemed like it spit it back out or something.
Well, no, it was just the sand erupting up, like, from...
an air pocket or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, an air pocket falling down. Like it,
or the Force.
It could have been.
We didn't see the goddamn Force this time.
He's thinking the Force, though.
Well, everybody's
see, the Force surrounds him.
Does.
So yeah, like I'm not sure. It very well could have been a creature, and that would also be really interesting. But either way, because like right before that, edition. The reason I think the
when
sinking
George
sand
Lucas gets a hold of it, and he puts in the CG monster.
Now he sold that shit and he's done. But yeah, the reason I think that it was just the scene, like they specifically mention it whenever Rey is talking to BB-8. So that's why I think that's what it's supposed to
damn
be.
Damn good timing that it would fall down there as soon as Finn went over there.
This is the movie of coincidence. We've already talked. I mean, everything.
But it's just like Episode 4, where the only reason the galaxy was saved was because of one giant coincidence. Same thing with this one. It's one giant coincidence. And everyone gives Episode 1 shit for going, well, the only reason the galaxy was saved because this guy happened to crash land on this planet, met this guy who went underwater, and they ended up on this planet where they meet Anakin and blah, blah, blah. Well, it's the same thing in Episode 4.
No, the only reason Episode 4 happened is because those two guys didn't shoot the pod. That's why they wanted to save money on blasters.
Did anybody else get a little worried right before they get, you know, they're flying down to go to the cantina, and you see just like these, you know, big, huge bodies of land surrounded by water? Did anybody else just get a little bit worried for Episode 1?
Oh, I did.
I was hoping
it was Naboo.
Because I leaned over to Shannon and was like,
but
Naboo?
But it didn't look like Naboo.
No, the structures were completely different. Yeah. You know. But
I mean, I was thinking Endor, but there was too much water.
Yeah, definitely.
So USA Today posted things that, you know, questions that still being asked about the show, about the movie since
about
we
our show?
Watched it. No.
I wish.
And literally, it's all the same questions we've been asking. Like, is Rey Luke's daughter or what? Why is Luke AWOL, you know, while the First Order is doing this? Who is Finn's parents? Who is the guy that had the map? Mm-hmm. Like, who is he as a
character? Why did he have that chunk of the map?
Yeah. What is up with the map? Why is there only that chunk of map?
Why is there a map?
Why is there a map to begin with?
How did Maz get Luke's lightsaber?
Yeah. So
why did Captain Phasma suck so hard?
You know, that wasn't
they needed a Boba Fett character.
Yeah, she better kick ass in the next one.
I really hope so.
Brienne's gonna come in. She's gonna swing a sword and decapitate people.
They don't give people that armor that badass and don't use it because that chrome armor is the shiz knight.
It really is. Like I've got that. That's the only little pop figure of Star Wars I have, which is unfortunate. I need more. But that's the only character I've got, and it's sitting
at
home on my
Secret
desk.
Santa. Whoever might be listening,
it's sitting at home like on my desk. Just like right between my monitors, because I think Phasma is a badass character.
She was awesome looking.
She was. She
Thanks
was so
for
cool.
doing nothing.
She just went like full Boba Fett on us.
My real hope is that she's dead. My hope is that she died in the trash compactor. Because what a waste of a character that would be.
Oh, man.
It's
seriously.
Like they heard about Boba Fett, and they're like, we can do better.
We can make a more epic character fail more epically.
Like they didn't already do that with Kylo Ren getting his ass handed to him by Rey.
Which. Oh. We talked about
He'll
a little bit
back.
Of the movie,
He'll
made a whole lot of sense with like, or not made a whole lot of sense, kind of fit with the movie, just of the how poorly trained he really is.
And that's why I think that Snoke's isn't a Sith, because they would have trained him better. Like well, even Darth Maul was just fucking wicked in the beginning of Episode 1. He lost.
But he kept
well,
up.
But he kept
I
up
think
with
that,
two
Jedi Masters.
Because I think that he was still like whatever the Sith equivalent of a Padawan is. And I think that's what Kylo Ren was. And that's when, you know, the end of it, Snoke's is like, bring me Kylo. We need to finish his training. So, I mean, he very well could have been just...
Yeah, Kylo,
he was just strong enough to be, like I was talking about earlier. Like, what you know, since Force users are so rare, like, he was still, you know, the only Force user.
But he
so he had that.
Blaster fire.
That was pretty awesome.
That was actually...
That was. And it just sat
no
there.
One else has seen... We've seen
Yeah, because I mentioned that to Shannon. I was like, well, that's a new trick.
Yeah.
Like,
And it wasn't just like, well, that one beam he caught. That was like a cannon blaster fire.
A sniper.
Like, yeah.
It was a sniper shot.
But he also, to be fair, he was not nearly as feared as Darth Vader was.
That's really
when
true.
When he was on the ship, they were left and right telling him, well, you failed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And like the one guy that was the commander
Hawks.
Was sitting there like.
Yeah.
Because
I saw another meme of that. The moment you realize Hans from Frozen went to the dark side.
Aww.
Aww. He does kind of look like him.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was something I thought was really interesting, because it's like they didn't fear Vader, because, or they didn't fear Kylo, rather, like they feared Vader, because they knew that, like, Kylo would catch a lot more backlash if he actually killed one of the, like, you know, First Order elites.
Yeah, but Vader got, like, people got uppity with Vader in the first movie.
Well, he got shut down real quick. Yeah,
but Vader don't play.
Yeah.
Well, they mentioned in this one he's afraid he'll never be as strong as Vader. They're pointing out that Vader was the ultimate badass.
Yeah,
and that everyone just wants to be like him
because the Emperor was an unseen, unheard figure, and Vader
till the third one.
Till the third one,
when he just started walking around.
Vader was his face. Like Vader was, you know, like he's the one that went everywhere and. Everything that Vader said was from the Emperor. So, yeah. Like, what he said went. Like, nobody interacted with the Emperor except for Vader.
Yeah.
And then, like, in this one, you've got, like, the Commander and Kylo Ren both talking to Emperor 2.
It was like an anime. You had them walking into this dark room that looks like an evil throne room from the Dark Kingdom from Sailor Moon.
Mm.
And then you have... The Emperor, whatever you want to call him, sitting on his giant throne in a single beam of light, and they might as well got down on one knee and said, Master. It was so over the top.
And like I said, I think that's part of that Wizard of Oz effect. Like, I think that's what's happening. We're getting Oz'd.
I really, actually, like, I've got a secret now hope after we said that. I know I've kind of said the opposite. I want the guy to not be a Force user, period.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, that he's just manipulating.
That would be so cool now to see a real true puppet master. Just different, because what?
There'd have to be somebody else behind him with the Force.
Because or maybe literally he Yoda, was just Yoda around,
said
though.
At one point in time.
Well, look, General Grievous was trained in the Way of the Jedi, and he wasn't a Jedi.
He was trained in the Way of the Lightsaber.
Yes.
He wasn't even trained in the Way of the Lightsaber. He was the only one that was able to use a lightsaber, because the reason like normal people can't use a lightsaber is because they'll get fucked. Like, they'll cut their own hand off, they'll cut something off. Like, the balance is weird because there's no weight to the blade. So you have to have, like, the reflexes to be able to use a lightsaber. And Grievous is just a cut above every other being in existence that's not Force-sensitive and has the reflexes to use a lightsaber.
But he did say in Episode 3, I've been trained in your Jedi arts by Count Dooku.
I could have swore he said that. I mean...
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, he may have. Like, that's not what I thought Grievous was in his origin. Like,
he trained by something, by Dooku.
He said Jedi arts.
Because he does the cape, you know, he does the big flourish, yeah. And then...
Well, then he was absolutely worthless because Obi-Wan just tore his two arms off and then shot him. Yeah, so it's not like he did well. But I'm thinking if Snoke's is not a Force user, and like Lindsay said, he's just manipulating people, then that would be why Kylo Ren is awful, because he doesn't know what he's doing.
I mean, that's also entirely fair, because Finn's not a Jedi
and he's using a lightsaber.
He's got to have just a little, just even the inkling of the Force in him. That's where I'm on.
He's 1/8 Jedi.
He's got
to
be.
So the question is then, how is Snoke's going to complete Kylo's training?
He could have.
He's talking out his ass.
There's no point to talking out of his ass at that point. Like, he just told like the commander to grab Kylo and head to him.
I mean, if it's like a fanatic or something, like, he could have Sith artifacts. He could be in some legendary Sith temple.
It could be like the person that thinks they know karate, but they just watched a lot of Power Rangers.
Grab my wrist. No, my other wrist.
Count to three. I guess we'll just have to wait for episode 8
to have so many of these questions answered.
And I guess we'll have to wait for episode 2 of this, because we're 10 minutes over.
Woo! All right, hold on real quick. I'm going to read Stephanie and Mandy's shout outs here.
We own the network.
Yeah, we do.
We own the network.
Okay. Yeah.
Fuck you.
I mean, technically, you guys' money is coming out of the same pool, so she owns it just as much as you do.
Technically, no, because it doesn't come out of that anymore.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So
thank you, contributors.
Shit, technically, Kevin owns the network.
Oh, that's actually pretty true.
Mr. Shankleberg, we hope you liked the episode.
Mr. Shankleberg, sir.
Please don't fire us. And Cody's dollar.
And Willcraft. So, yeah, also, yeah, speaking of that, if anybody else wants to contribute, patreon.com/podzilla1985. You can donate money and keep us running.
We haven't done anything with it yet, other than pay the bills.
Right.
Which, so I mean, don't pay the bills. We're not getting, like, fancy clothes or nothing.
No, we're just paying bills. I've almost saved enough for us to get some more interesting equipment, so when we have a fifth man on, they won't have to use the Logitech yellow mic.
The Rock Band mic.
With my great mic stand. My arm. That's a little sore.
Because it's been over an hour.
All right, so yeah, Mandy. All right, Mandy Kennedy says she has so many things to say, but, you know, text message. She loved it a lot. She thought Rey was awesome. She wished Han had a more epic death, and she definitely saw it coming. Which, I mean, we all did as soon as he walked.
But I thought
his
death was plenty epic, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it could be more. Like, I don't think it needed to be like a fight scene or anything like that. No. I think it was fitting. But anyway, she says she doesn't know if she likes his son's character or not, what Kylo Ren. I definitely think Disney nailed it, and I want to say told you so to all those asses who threw a fit when Disney bought it. Yep. That was Mandy's. All right. And, yeah, like, well said, Mandy. Well Meep. Said. All right, and then Stephanie. Meep. Hers was a little bit shorter. Meep. Not quite that short.
Oh.
She said, I love BB-8, and someone just needs to give Kylo Ren a hug. I hope
Han did, and we saw what happened.
Han tried to.
Yeah, I hope they hug him right off the edge of a cliff.
I hope Chewie hugs him.
Chewie should be the one to take him out.
Chewie rip his arms off?
Oh, beat him to death, like Mortal Kombat style.
Chewie just walks up, like he's like, "Hey, Chewie, I've gone good now. I'm gonna try and trick you the same way I did Han." Like,
let the Wookiee win.
Oh man, I did really like
the chess.
Do what?
Oh, when the chess scene. Yeah.
Every nostalgia piece. Yes. Every little nod.
I feel really bad that Han got to use the bowcaster and then died.
I liked it. He's like, I really like that.
He shoots it. He goes. Starts looking at it. Why have I used later, this before?
Like, let me see that again.
He must be playing Battlefront.
Oh.
Yeah, well...
if he's playing Battlefront, he doesn't need to use another gun.
That's pretty true.
But I was going to mention,
I did like the scene right after Han dies. You know, Chewie goes on a rampage.
Uh-huh.
Like, Chewie goes ham.
I'm pretty sure that's the first time in any of the movies we ever got to see Chewie really do much when it comes to that.
Yeah.
He was covering fire.
He was obliterating people left and
right. He immediately hit that detonator and boom.
Like, yeah, he was just running through. Like, he killed at least 9 men and then just... Or women. It could be both.
Because there was a female stormtrooper.
It's true. With at least one female stormtrooper outside of Phasma.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, he just went through and killed a bunch of people. Oh, my God.
I said Negroes.
God damn it.
Why we're doing the head thing.
Anyway, so we saw like Chewie just like go crazy, kill a whole bunch of people, and then detonate. It was badass.
I thought he killed himself at first. I really thought Chewie.
I know, me too.
As soon as he saw Han go down, I thought he was just like, peace out, taking everybody with him.
Later,
that's
y'all.
That's actually the spoiler I got when I got on Twitter. It was, thank God, I say thank God it wasn't true. It was worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, actually, CJ had Han dying spoiled for him.
Oh, my gosh. I had
no spoilers, thank God.
No spoilers.
Me too.
I saw
social media blackout, and anybody
knew.
Oh,
I was still on it. Just everyone that I had in mind was being extremely considerate. The most they said of going round two, round three.
Do you know what I saw? While scrolling through Facebook, underneath a Target-sponsored ad, like, Target, shop here at our store... Somebody put a spoiler in that as I'm scrolling through. So what I saw was Kylo was Han and Leia's kid, and then Luke doesn't even have a part. Like, you don't see Luke until the end of the movie. And I'm like, keep scrolling.
Why would you comment?
One of the friends of a friend had a somebody post that, wow, I can't believe they killed Han off in the movie, but didn't actually see the movie. Just said that to piss people off, not realizing that actually happened.
Ooh. Yeah, see, I think, like, I stayed off of Facebook, like, Thursday morning. Like, I didn't even get
I
on Thursday morning.
I thought about doing that.
Yeah, Thursday morning and Reddit, same thing. I haven't been on Reddit or Facebook, barring today, until last Wednesday night. And anybody that would have texted me with a spoiler knows what I would have done to them.
You would have went full Chewbacca.
Yeah, I would have gone full Chewbacca. I just, the next time they would have seen me, like, I would have just significantly hairier.
I stayed off Facebook. I got on Twitter though, thinking it was real safe. I follow nothing but
Twitter's even worse.
And directors and
I mean you guys. Actors. None of us are on Twitter.
Podzilla 1985 is.
Good luck finding a post on him. Unless I got hacked again.
Anyway, I get on there thinking it's safe because I don't think no one I follow is going to be actually share a spoiler. And thank God it was a false spoiler, but the one it said was Chewie died.
Well, that's good.
There's always episode 8.
Right. God,
no.
All right. Well, as much as I hate to do it, we should probably go ahead and wrap up the Star Wars show. So, from me, Lindsay, Shannon, Michael, Tanner, thanks for tuning in, guys. Have a good one.
Later.
Bye.